Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into something you all wanted to explore, how the COVID-19 lockdown really seemed to hit the fast forward button on the need for digital transformation for businesses.
It really did.
Remember those wild days of empty store shelves?
Oh yeah.
Everyone fighting over toilet paper?
I remember those days.
It was crazy. And we dug into digital transformation during a lockdown to see what we could learn from that time about how businesses adapted or didn't.
Yeah, it was a fascinating time for sure. You know, the authors use this term VUCA.
Z-U-C-A.
It stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity.
Whoa.
To kind of describe the environment that businesses suddenly found themselves in.
VUCA, like, it sounds intense.
Yeah.
Like, the worst day of the office ever, but for, like, the whole world.
Exactly. And you're right. And you know what? The authors even say that this kind of chaos isn't really new, but the pandemic, it definitely took it to a whole other level.
It sure did.
And the businesses used to doing things the old way, they were really caught off guard.
Yeah.
But the ones that were already kind of comfortable in the digital world, they had a real advantage.
So it's almost as if some businesses had this whole toolkit ready to go to deal with a crisis like that.
Yeah.
And others were just totally unprepared.
Yeah, you could say that. That's a good way to put it.
Wow.
And that's where this idea of digital maturity comes in.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Digital maturity, what did that even mean?
So it's not just about having a website or being on social media.
Mm.
It's way more than that. It's really about making technology a core part of how your business works. I mean, everything from how you talk to your customers to how you get your products to them.
Right.
But even more than that, it's about being flexible and able to adapt.
So it's not just about the actual tools you have, it's how you use them.
Yeah.
It's like a digital sixth sense or something.
You got it. And the article gives this example of restaurants that were able to switch to delivery and takeout really fast because they already had the systems in place to do it.
That's true.
They were already set up and ready to go.
It's amazing how some places did so well during that time.
It is.
Like I even heard about these drive-in raves that were happening.
Wow.
People get creative. But what were some of the other kind of unexpected examples of digital maturity that you found in your research?
Well, one really interesting thing the authors point out is that it wasn't just these big tech companies that showed they were digitally mature. It was also smaller businesses, you know, the kind of places that are really connected to their local community.
Yeah.
They were incredibly resilient. Like, think of your local bakery that starts taking orders online, or the bookstore that's suddenly offering curbside pickup.
That's a really good point.
Right?
It just shows that digital maturity isn't one size fits all, right?
Exactly.
It's about using what you have to respond to your customers and what's going on around you.
Yeah.
But obviously, some businesses had a much harder time than others. What were some of the things that held businesses back?
It's interesting. The authors say the lockdown was like this big wake-up call for a lot of companies.
How so?
Well, they were kind of forced to face this hard truth that digital transformation isn't just about adding some tech here and there.
Right.
It's really a much bigger change in how you think and how you do business.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg, right?
Yeah.
You're not really fixing the problem.
Exactly. And they use this example of those fashion brands with stores you see on main streets.
Okay.
They were already struggling before the pandemic.
Interesting.
And then the lockdown happened and it showed how vulnerable they were.
Yeah. I remember those stores being closed for so long.
Yeah. They depend so much on having physical stores and these really complicated global supply chains.
Right.
And a lot of them just weren't set up to adapt quickly with technology.
It's like trying to turn a cruise ship on a dime.
Yeah, exactly. It takes time.
Wow.
And that's really what this whole idea of digital maturity is about.
Yeah.
Being able to move quickly, being responsive, and knowing how to navigate the unexpected. Like the article says, the companies that had already embraced digital tools and a digital way of working, they were in a much better place to handle all the chaos. Online ordering, remote work, using data to make decisions, all of that.
So it sounds like having that digital foundation let them be more proactive instead of reactive.
Exactly.
Which is super important in times like that. So for our listeners out there, what are some takeaways from the lockdown? How can we use what we learned during that time?
The authors ask this really thought-provoking question that I think everyone should be asking themselves.
Okay.
What just happened? Like, really take some time to think about how your organization dealt with the pandemic. Did being digitally mature help or hurt you during that time?
It's about turning that experience into something you can learn from.
Yeah.
Not just focusing on what went wrong, but how you can be better prepared going forward.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just the tech itself. It's about your company culture, your processes, how well you adapt to change. The pandemic was like this crash course in dealing with crazy volatility and uncertainty.
Yeah, for sure.
But what we can learn from it applies to any time, not just during a pandemic.
It's like you said, future-proofing your business, right?
Right.
Not just for another pandemic, but whatever comes next.
Yeah.
It's not even enough to just get through those disruptions.
Yeah.
You have to actually come out stronger on the other side.
That's exactly. And that actually leads into a really interesting question that the authors bring up.
Okay.
If digital transformation is basically essential now.
It seems like.
For businesses to survive, how do we even define what digital maturity is in this world we live in now after the pandemic?
Yeah, it does feel like the goalposts have moved.
Yeah.
It was like cutting edge a minute ago was just normal now.
Yeah, totally. It's constantly changing. So is it just about having the latest tech?
Right.
Or is it more about being adaptable, using data to make decisions, always being ready to learn new things?
And how do you even build that kind of culture in a company? Like, what can businesses actually do to get that digital DNA?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It seems like it.
And the article suggests it really starts from the top.
Okay.
With leadership.
Makes sense.
Leaders have to really buy into this whole digital first way of thinking.
Yeah.
And they have to empower their teams to do the same.
So it's not just about the IT guys anymore.
Exactly. It has to be everyone.
Got it.
And, you know, digital transformation isn't like a project that you finish.
Right.
It just keeps going.
Right.
It's about always adapting and evolving. The businesses that are going to do really well in the future are the ones that are always learning and improving.
It's about being okay with not knowing everything.
Right.
And pushing the limits of what's possible.
Exactly.
So for everyone listening, how would you define digital maturity now? What can you do starting today to make your organization more resilient, more agile, and more digitally equipped? Hopefully this deep dive has given you some things to think about. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.